AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. At the World Cup, it's a win-or-go-home match today for Team USA. They play the Netherlands. Our Roxana Saberi is in Qatar.
Journalist Grant Wall says the U.S. still has a chance.
The U.S. has gotten to this point before, but pretty rare to get beyond it. I don't think this U.S. team fears any other team in the tournament.
And U.S. star Christian Pulisic, injured in the win over Iran, has been cleared to play today. The latest jobs report is a good news, bad news scenario.
The Fed's aggressive rate hikes are not doing the trick.
As the economy keeps stubbornly adding new jobs.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Growth in payrolls topped expectations with a November gain of 263,000, and October's level was revised higher by 23,000 jobs to 284,000.
The unemployment rate remains steady at 3.7%. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
New research finds a surge in hate speech on Twitter since Elon Musk took over. More from James Clayton.
Officially, Twitter's moderation policies haven't changed. However, a team of researchers found that slurs against black and Jewish people, as well as homophobic content, has dramatically increased in the last few weeks. But Mr. Musk hit back, saying the findings were false and pointing to his own research that showed that hate speech declined over the last month.
Still no suspect in the murders of four college students in Idaho. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
A celebration of life was held for the four University of Idaho students who were murdered last month. Friends and family gathered to remember the victims and call for justice. Here's the sister, Zana Kernoodle.
Losing her is the hardest thing I've ever had to go through, and it has left me heartbroken. Zana was the funniest person I knew and made me laugh every time I spent time with her.
Police revealed that a sixth person is listed on the lease at the home where the four students were stabbed to death, but they do not believe that person was there at the time of the murder.
Friday night in Boston, the Prince and Princess of Wales honored the Earthshot Prize winners, the BBC's Justin Rowlatt.
The five winners included a company that makes clean cooking stoves in Kenya, an Indian firm that manufactures cheap and portable greenhouses for farmers, and a team training indigenous women to be wildlife rangers in Australia.
The five also walked away with $1.2 million in prize money each. A U.S. citizen was killed when a wave hit a cruise ship near Argentina. Four other people were injured when the giant wave slammed the Viking Polaris on Tuesday, shattering windows. The incident caused Viking to call off the rest of the cruise to the Antarctic. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 22. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 10 above. Tonight, bright sunshine. Tomorrow, highs around 32. Mid-30s, Monday, with a chance for snow. Much cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-20s, snow continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Whoa, Pat Cipollone was just seen entering the grand jury area at the U.S. Federal Courthouse in Washington, D.C. just an hour or so ago, meaning that the Justice Department apparently has forced him. He was unwilling to speak to the January 6th committee. It has forced him to honestly testify. His attorney is not commenting, shall we say. No comment. We don't know what's going on, right? But what has happened here is that, frankly, in my opinion, Trump is going down in flames. I've been predicting this for some time. It's a sad situation for America that he ever got as far as he did. He wouldn't have gotten there without Mr. Putin's help, frankly. And I think the world knows it. One of the things, in fact, that President Macron and President Biden were discussing yesterday was this worldwide movement against liberal democracy and how liberal democracies are starting to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, no. But the 11th Circuit, it took them 9 days and 21 pages, Joyce Vance writes in her newsletter, joycevance.substack.com, to come back and say to Judge Cannon, remember I referred to her as Judge Luce Cannon because she her inserting herself into this case was so bizarre. In fact, I mean, you know, Donald Trump didn't even go to a judge in the county where he lives. He didn't go to a judge in this jurisdiction where he lives. Instead, he went to a judge, well over 100 miles away, Judge Cannon, who he had appointed. And in fact, the question in my mind is, how did he know to go to her? How did he know that she would gum up the works, which is what's happened for the last couple of months? Now, the 11th Circuit has slapped it down and said basically she had no right to do this. And her legal decisions, bringing in the special master and all this other BS, it was legally insane. My word's not theirs, but you get it. What they actually said was, they said, in considering these arguments, we are faced with a choice. Three things they can do. Number one, apply our usual test. In other words, is it reasonable after a search warrant has been executed to give the evidence back to the guy that it was taken from in the search? Well, that doesn't happen in America. So number one, apply our usual test. Number two, drastically expand the availability of equitable jurisdiction for every subject of a search warrant. In other words, say to every person in America, if a judge issues a search warrant and the police come and they search your house and they find stuff that shouldn't be there and they take it off to the police department to examine it, you have the right to get it back. Well, they're not going to do that. No court would do that. Or number three, carve out an unprecedented exception in our law for former presidents. They continue to write, we chose the first option, so the case must be dismissed. It's just that simple. And with regard to Eileen Cannon, Judge Luce Cannon, they just basically said, this is crazy. they just dismissed it. So what's Trump doing? Of course, he's going to appeal it to the Supreme Court now. Of course. I want my crazy judge. Meanwhile, down in Alabama, an 82-year-old woman, this is just one of those amazing stories. I mean, in many states, I believe this is illegal. Although I think that they used contempt of court as the way to get after her. But the trash company said that she had not paid a $77.80 bill and took her to court. Now, her name is Martha Menefield. She's 82 years old, 82-year-old black woman, who's been living in the same house for 40, 50 years. And in fact, the reporter said, you know, it's a nice, tidy house. It's she doesn't have water right now. But, you know, she's keeping her house up. She's doing everything she can. And she thought she had actually paid the bill. This is Lee Hedgepeth writing for CBS42.com. This is the local television station there out of Valley, Alabama. I just have to share with you the first couple of sentences. It's just breathtaking. He told her not to cry. One of the officers who'd come to arrest Martha Menefield, an 82-year-old black woman, for failure to pay a $77 trash bill, told her not to cry. The officer had tapped her on the back, she said. She was already in handcuffs. "Don't cry, Ms. Martha," she recalled him saying. He kind of whispered it to me. "Don't cry." When two police officers pulled up outside her Valley, Alabama home on Sunday, she didn't know why they were there. She said the officers, one white, one black, got out of their patrol car and approached her home. One of the officers said they were there to arrest her for failure to pay her trash bill. Menefield just laughed. She genuinely thought the officer was joking. He wasn't joking. So, you know, they said it hadn't been paid. And the cuffs, she said, her eyes swelling with tears. They're so heavy. When the officer told her not to cry, Menefield looked back at him. "How would you feel if they came and arrested your grandma?" she asked the officer. He didn't respond. Multiple people have now come forward and said that they want to pay her bill, but they've been told by the staff at the trash company that they can't do it. She's got to pay the bill. Or maybe it's by the staff at the court. I'm not sure, but this is just weird stuff. Anyhow, picking up your phone calls, Corey in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Corey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing this afternoon?
Good. What's up?
So, listen, no, I heard you talking a little earlier, and I kind of wanted to push back. I'm here in West Palm Beach, born and raised all my life, lifetime voter. You know, black folks aren't afraid to vote here because of DeSantis. The problem that's going on here in Palm Beach County, and I would think across this state, is that, and I hate to do it, but we got a clean house in-house before we can take the state back, is that, you know, Democrats they're not appealing to people. They just aren't. Like, I was a candidate for school board here just recently. I lost by 2,000 votes, 47% of the vote, but obviously wasn't over 50.
Right.
So I lost to a fellow Democrat, which is fine. But, you know, on the trail, and I saw Charlie Crist out on the trail several times and talked to him, people just weren't excited about him. They just weren't.
So you're thinking that Charlie Crist was a terrible candidate, but what accounts for the fact that in the urban areas, in these seven cities in Florida, where you've got, you know, noticeably large black populations, the voter turnout was substantially down among Democrats, and yet in the more rural areas where there's also black people but not anywhere near as many, the Democratic turnout was really high. Well, because it was white Democrats, and they were saying, "Okay, you know, we're going to vote for the white guy, Charlie Crist." Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Okay. I'm just speaking. Sorry, I'm driving short past.
It's all good.
You know, it's just that, you know, anecdotally, what I saw on the ground is that people just weren't excited.
Yeah.
They just were not excited about Charlie Crist.
I'm assuming there was a huge difference in the number of commercials you were seeing on TV for Crist versus DeSantis.
Oh yeah, yeah, I think there was. But also, you know, the Republicans stayed on the ground ever since Trump. You know, there's a main intersection here in West Palm Beach, and you see those folks on the overpass on I-95 every Friday at 5 o'clock with the huge Trump flags, the Trump flags that are made out as Rambo with no shirt. I mean, they were out there every weekend.
That's got to be the QAnon people, I'm guessing.
And yeah, absolutely. And they never let up. Meantime, Democrats are very quiet. They didn't seem to put anybody in the pipeline that people could get excited about. And then, you know, they brought back Charlie Crist as a candidate. I was personally was looking for Nikki Fried to run because I wanted to get excited about her. But then, you know, it seemed like the party didn't get behind her.
No, we were kind of gently lobbying for her. I mean, she's been on our program a number of times. And Charlie Crist, you know, he was a former governor, but he was a former Republican governor. So I was like, I don't know how well this is going to work. So you think it was just a plain old, good old-fashioned lack of enthusiasm?
Yep, plain old, good old-fashioned lack of enthusiasm. The Democrats, we have got to do better here in this state because we still outnumber them.
Yeah.
But they're way more enthusiastic, and they stay on the ground. The Democratic Party in Florida does not stay on the ground.
So it's all about turnout. Corey, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for the on-the-ground perspective. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I own a set of these sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom at checkout and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM, CozyEarth.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's The Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read their exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. And Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop, stop, stop. drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, how's the... tell me again the website.
Endbribes.com.
Endbribes.com. Thank you. How's it doing?
Yes. ENDbribes.com. We're doing okay. Basically, all I'm doing right now as far as new items, and they go to the top to the blue button and push on that to find new items, is whenever something's mentioned on your show, I'm usually trying to make something and put it out within a couple of days if somebody's suggesting it.
Cool. Cool. So what'd you call about, okay, Ziggy?
Well, before I get to my topic, I just want to mention something because you were talking about Georgia, and I got so mad at Morning Joe earlier this week because they had Ratzenberger on there. And if you listen to them talk about it, it was a wonderful election, more people than ever. Everything went beautiful. And they never once questioned him on suppression and all the other problems.
Right.
And it just gets me so mad with MSNBC when they do that, you know?
You know, Joe's an old Republican from the South.
Yeah, I know.
I mean he's quickly, getting better, and his show is getting better, but still.
Yeah. No, and there's too many Republicans on there, if you ask me. But also, Bill Pascal should immediately publish Trump's taxes in the Congressional Record. It's been done in the past. It's been done twice in the past, once with Nixon, and don't hold me to this one, but I think the other one was with Clinton. And he can do that without anyone's authority. Doesn't mean he
Clinton
has
Clinton voluntarily
hearing.
Published his, or, you know, provided his tax returns when he ran for president in 92. Nixon didn't. Nixon refused to. And they passed this law that allows only one single person in all of the House and Senate, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, in this case, Richie Neal, that would allow him individually to get these returns. But I think it ring-fences what he can do with them, doesn't it?
No, my understanding from what I've been hearing and researching a little bit myself, it has been done twice in the past, and they can just put it into the Congressional Record.
Well, that would be great. I would be all in favor of that. If you could find anything that backs that up, Ziggy, can you tweet it to me or send it to me? Direct message it to me, whatever.
I'll try to find more because
spread the word on.
Yeah, because I think it was Lawrence Tribe who was talking about it.
Huh.
Okay, and
so
you might want to do a little research on. Anyways,
I'll do it.
Anyways, earlier in the week you were talking about Twitter also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you've tried Tribal yet, T-R-I-B-E-L.
I haven't signed up for. I have the app. I have signed up for Mastodon and for Post, and I've been posting at both those places. And thanks for the reminder, because I forgot to post my article this morning in either one of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I haven't used Post, but I tried Mastodon, and I don't really find it that user-friendly, and I don't, you know, I don't care for it that much. And Twitter, I'm going to stay on it for now, but I'm getting so I can't trust anything on it. And their recent idea that they're no longer going to screen for child porn really concerns me seriously. You know, and I've been doing good on Tribal. I really feel like it, for the small guy at least, it's really good. I'm getting posting, getting other
responses. I'll check it out. I'll do that this weekend.
I'm liking it, so.
I'll do that this weekend. I've got, like I said, I've got the app, and I just haven't gone through the sign-up process. Ziggy, thank you. It's great to hear from you. Endbribes.com, and keep up the great work. Penny in New Harmony, Utah. Hey, Penny, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my gosh. I had an experience this morning. I went to breakfast in Cedar City, Utah, mm-hmm. which is about 15 miles north of my home. And I was wearing, I'm trying to clean out my my archives. And I came across a T-shirt that I haven't seen in 20 years. And and I wore this to breakfast. It said, "Jesus, protect me from your followers."
Wow.
And I was sitting there at breakfast in Cedar City, and I got approached by another patron that said, "Your shirt offends me." Mm-hmm. And I said, "That's, you are the person I'm talking to." Mm-hmm. And I just ignored him, and he went to the manager of the restaurant, and the manager came and asked me to leave.
Wow.
Because of my T-shirt. And so I went out to the car, and I got another T-shirt that I had in the car that I haven't worn in Utah in 30 years. And it said, "No special rights for Christians."
Uh-huh.
And I came back in, and I was asked to leave again.
You're persistent, Penny.
I am persistent, and I'm not afraid. In Utah, I'm not afraid, because people here aren't mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back in, and he asked me to leave again. And this just happened today.
Yeah.
And it was so sad.
Just this morning. Penny, I'm sorry we're out of time, but I've got to wrap it up. But thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing your story with us. Remarkable. Thank you very much. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
As Anything Goes Friday. Back with more of your calls right on the other side of this break. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 22. Winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 10 above. Tonight, bright sunshine. Tomorrow, highs around 32. Mid-30s, Monday, with a chance for snow. Much cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-20s, snow continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
I helped tow your moving trailer. In an 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. Picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Kevin in Santa Rosa, California. Kevin, you are on the air. What's up?
Hi. I just have a question. I want to know if you have any good resources for learning about neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, wow. Yeah, purenlp.com, I'm pretty sure, is the website. Forgive me for not remembering the name of the people who run it. Richard Bandler is associated with it. But I've done, in fact, Louise and I attended the year before the pandemic. Louise and I attended a seminar, maybe two of them. I think we did two of their weekend workshops down in Florida. In fact, Scott Carter joined us, an old friend of ours who used to be Bill Maher's executive producer. He joined us at one of those. There's some good resources out there.
Okay, I remember you talking about it at the time.
Yeah, Pure NLP. Also, Robert Diltz, D-I-L-T-S, he's written some really great stuff. It tends to be very academic or very technical, but if you, you know, can read that kind of stuff and enjoy that kind of stuff, it's very useful. Connie Ray and Steve Andreas, who used to write together, they wrote a brilliant book called Core Transformation, which is like, it should be a must read for anybody who's into NLP. They split up and have continued to write books, both of them separately, about NLP and related things. And pretty much anything that either one of them has written is worth reading. So how's that for a starting point, Kevin?
Okay. That's good. I maybe when I was around 18, I'm your age. Mm-hmm. I was walking down the street worrying one day, and I just thought, you know, my mind is telling myself stories. There's a voice in my head telling myself stories to scare myself. This is bad for me. And then once I realized that, it's like there's a switch in my brain. I just turned it off.
There you go.
yes. But I don't know how to teach it.
Yeah, well,
I've done it a few times. I did the same thing with anger management, but I don't know how to teach it. So yeah. The boomer generation was into meditating and stuff. And I think that Gen X came along and went, oh, that's a bunch of hippie nonsense, and just abandoned it all. And I don't think it's been passed on to our grandchildren. I think that's a problem with Gen Z and millennials.
Yeah, there you go. This is NLP Seminars Group International. PureNLP.com is the website, and in fact the last course that Louise and I took was another certification course as trainers, as teachers. So I encourage you to check it out. Kevin, I got to move along, but
thank you
for the call. Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope it works out well for you. Arnie in Palm Springs, California. Hey, Arnie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I am an IBM retiree. And I got a notice from IBM that our healthcare plan, which used to be a private plan, is now being moved to Medicare Advantage.
Oh, brilliant.
And
is that because you just turned 65, or is this for all people who are over 65 across the country, company, or what?
This is all for all the IBM retirees across the country.
Wow. I think these insurance companies are going to everybody in sight who's offering health insurance for people over 65, which, of course, you know, pension plans would be at the top of that list, and saying, hey, we'll spiff you. We got some extra money. We'll share with you. If we can rip off your people, we can make even more money.
Well, up until now, they have been paying the premiums of my PPO,
mm-hmm.
and Medicare Advantage is an HMO.
Yeah,
and
won't notice that huge a difference.
Pardon me.
I said you probably won't notice that.
No,
huge
my doctor
difference.
Doesn't. My major doctor does not accept HMOs, only PPOs.
Oh, so he's not in that plan. Oh, geez.
So, yeah, he's not in the plan. So, basically, what, you know, I'm going to do, and what apparently some other people that I've been talking with in IBM are going to pay for their own premiums and skip the contribution formerly made by IBM, which is a company that's not what it used to be.
Yeah. So just stay on Medicare and pick it up yourself. I get it. Well, Arnie, yes. Thanks for the heads up on that. I'm sorry I can't offer any advice to you, but I wish you the very best and good luck. Keep us apprised as to how it works out. Jeff in Gurnee, Illinois. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Talking about the sick days for the railroad and why that didn't get passed. I worked for the railroad I'm almost 30 years right now.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem is the railroads put this plan together a couple of years ago called Precision Schedule Railroading, where they basically reduced manpower. They made the trains longer. In some cases, they got rid of inspectors. And there's more derailments because of that. So anyway, we got less people. Now, when they were trying to introduce this item, the 7 sick days, they were already up against reduced people anyway. And there's with federal Family Medical Leave Act included in that, where people lay off for that reason, sometimes very legitimately, maybe sometimes not, they don't have the people. And that's part of the problem. They made a lot of money doing this. In April, the Surface Transportation Board met with the railroads and the shippers, and the shippers were complaining because they weren't getting their product picked up. We know on our system that there's customers that were supposed to get individual cars, weren't getting when they were supposed to. Everything got cut back, and it was all because of the corporate greed part of it. So they got the money, they're buying back the stocks, but basically that's kind of how it started. They reduced the manpower in all departments, and that's what ended up making it where, especially in the operating department, engineers and conductors, that really reduced their ranks to the point where they're right up against the wall on this as far as having enough manpower. Right. So they were never going to get this sick day thing to go by. And also, just as another side note, Braun, Cruz, Graham, Hawley, Kennedy, and Rubio, all up for re-election in 2024. This might be the reason why they kind of like put their yes on it.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie Sanders is trying to get this through. He brought up some good points. But that's part of the problem. People don't realize that part of the shipping problem that happened when the ships were sitting out on the coast not being able to get in, reduced crews weren't able to get those trains east. And when those containers hit the ground and sit there for, I think that's 24 hours, each one of those shippers or consignees pays anywhere from $500 to $2,000 a day to have that box sit on the ground.
Right.
They tell the shipper, get it out of here. But a lot of times they can't because there's not enough trucks and the railroad is already kind of messing around with them. So now they get the container brought to wherever, the warehouse, whatever. The people are going to pay. The consumers are going to pay for how come that container sat there.
Yeah.
Because the railroad and the shipping docks were charging so much for them just to sit there.
Right.
So that's a little side.
And this all goes back to the railroads cutting back their labor force so severely that if they were to give 7 days of sick days to everybody, obviously everybody's not going to take it all at once, but even if it's, you know, randomly distributed over the course of a year, they don't have enough employees to cover for those sick days, which is insane.
Absolutely.
I mean, every other business in the world figures out a way to get around that.
There's locomotives in storage on certain railroads, and I'm not mentioning where I'm working, but I know that one railroad has locomotives stored in Wyoming. There's 5 miles of locomotives stored. 5 miles of locomotives stored and not being used. So now when you're sitting at a crossing and you watch a 240-car train go by and maybe it stops, and maybe it stops an ambulance or the fire department, oh, well, it's kind of like we're doing what we got to do. We run our show the way we want. But before that would maybe be, you know, 3 trains and not blocking it for all that much time.
Right.
So there's a multifaceted thing going on here. I've seen 30 years of this, not just of this. This is just probably the past couple years.
Right.
And the pandemic did not necessarily cause the dropping of the people. But I can tell you this real quick. There was one engineer who was sick, and eventually I think his wife passed away from COVID, but he was working with a conductor. He got the conductor sick, and the conductor passed away.
Oh,
now,
man.
They don't have any sick days, so guys are going to come in and make their money. They still want to come in and make a day's pay, but I think we can realize that,
yeah.
Right. This is a United States problem on many levels, not just the railroad, that we don't have, you know, paid sick days for employees.
Yeah, I totally get it.
And then
I totally get it.
You come in sick, and you're taking someone out. That's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very well said. And it is, you're absolutely right. This is a nationwide problem. As President Biden is pointing out, as Bernie was pointing out. Yeah. Jeff, thank you for the call. And that was an interesting, I hadn't put it two to two together, but it just makes perfect sense that all six of the Republican senators who are suddenly all in favor of sick days are also running for re-election in a little less than 2 years. Yeah, of course. Ka-ching, the penny drops. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of your calls right after this.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was calling about the woman in Valley who was arrested on a Sunday instead of on a Monday. That meant she had to spend the night in the jail more than likely. Because, you know, being bonded out on a Sunday night can be very difficult. And I wondered, you know, what is her health like and what kind of food she needed to eat. And to me, this was a nasty thing to do to an 82-year-old woman to start out with. But here, a lot of the counties have a health law that if you don't have water, you can be evicted. And if you're evicted for too long, they will cut your power off. And once your power is off for a set period of time, some counties it's 30 days, some it's 90, some it's 6 months, you have to be inspected again, inspected by the power company before you can have your power turned back on. This, when I looked at Valley, it's over there by West Point, and it's north of Columbus where the new I-14 is coming through. Valley is expanding, and it used to be a kind of like a hole-in-the-wall drive-through when it was US 80, and 85 goes through there now. But once you get kicked out of your house, it's very hard to get back in, and then the house can be considered abandoned and taken over by the city.
And sold at auction, yeah.
Yes, and so
all because you failed to pay your water bill.
Yes, it can snowball rapidly. And I'm wondering if she's sitting on a piece of property that somebody wants.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Because you see, like, we have Hyundai here, and a lot of the second tier and third tier are in Opelika and West Point. And this area is going to be booming once that new interstate goes through. And a lot of people live on the river, on the Chattahoochee. And there are some extremely large homes in West Point on the lake. I'm talking multi-million-dollar homes,
right,
up to $100 million.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if she's sitting on a piece of property that somebody wants, and why, if she says she paid her bill but it shows up not paid, what is going on?
Yeah. Well, the good news is there's a local TV station that's paying some attention to this.
Yes, and I'm hoping that the Southern Poverty Law Center or one of the other agencies, the ACLU, will go in there and ask questions as to why this is being done to an 82-year-old woman on a Sunday.
Yeah, if you'd like to track the story down, Norma, over at rawstory.com, they've done their own little story about it. At the very bottom of it is a link to the NBC station in Alabama. You click that link and you'll have the original Alabama station, TV station story, and that has all the details, and you could contact the reporter even.
Yeah, and by the way, the guy that talked about the railroad, he's right. My uncle was yardmaster here. My brother-in-law was an engineer. He was given 8 hours to turn around, to drive home, get a shower, get some sleep, pack a new bag to take on the road, and get back before, you know, being fined for being late.
Yeah.
And that eventually destroyed his health, and he passed away.
Yeah, it used to be a good job. I mean, Louise's uncle, who has now passed away, her uncle Tom, worked on the railroad for like 30, 40 years, and it was a great job for him, and he had a great pension and everything else. But, you know, he's been dead for five or 10 years. He was out of the railroads long before they did this, let's put the squeeze on the workers thing.
My brother-in-law passed away 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the railroad yard, CSX here, is landlocked, and there's talk about moving it south, which would make driving distance for the engineers even longer.
Yeah.
Because most of them live north of town.
Yeah, and well, then they'd have to move or something. Yeah, well, Norma.
Yeah, well, they need a longer turnaround.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Norma, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and I wish you the very best of the holiday season. So.
Well, thank you very much. We're traveling for Christmas.
Cool. Okay, well, Merry Christmas to you, Norma. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good talking to you. Whoop, I'm sorry. I pushed that. I thought I had a little more to push there. I cut Norma off too soon. Jeremiah in Coalport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeremiah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, a two-part question about Ukraine. Number one, with the Republicans taking over the House, there's going to be no more aid for Ukraine. So I was wondering if the Democrats are going to try to put together one last aid package before in this lame duck session, number one.
Yes, they are.
Number two, if there's no more aid for Ukraine, does that mean they're toast? Can they get aid elsewhere, or is that it for them?
First of all, they've got the European Union behind them in a big way. Secondly, there has been billions that has been appropriated for Ukraine already, which has not yet been distributed turned into specific aid. So there's some elbow room. Third, you know, during the Trump presidency, Donald Trump was able to simply take $5 billion out of the Pentagon budget and use it to build his wall down south. I'm not sure that, there was a lot of controversy around that, but he got away with it. I'm not sure that Biden might not be able to do something similar to that, take some part of the defense budget and reallocate it. Sean, do you know something about this? Okay. I don't have a specific answer for you, Jeremiah. It's a great question to ask, you know, Congressman Connor or Congressman Pocan the next time one of them is on the program. I'm fairly confident that the Republicans won't be able to sabotage our efforts.
Okay, well, if Biden does have to move some money around, I'm sure they're going to yell and scream about it.
Sure. Well, we'll see. Right now it's only 50, 60 Republicans in Congress who are taking this pro-Putin position. You know, it's about 40-some-odd members of the House and 6 or 7 in the Senate. I'm guessing that number, well, it's hard to say, that number may go down, you know, as Donald Trump's is kind of drowning in this, you know, Nazi-loving buddies of his and all this other stuff. I mean, it's possible. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see because, the Russians, the trolls, are just amazing on social media. You know, the stories that they're promoting, it's just incredible. Jeremiah, thanks for the call. Another thing that we all just need to keep our eye on. Right? We'll be back. I've got an amazing geeky science for you. And then I'll pick up your calls. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. You offer 100% 90-day return on your...
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the